public policy. Now, Mark broke the story about a fake pita company which obtained $400,000 from the state of Connecticut under the state's business loan program. Contemporary continues to grow about the program because some lawmakers and even Controller Kevin Limbo say it lacks accountability. Mark, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine, and boy, I'll tell you, you're digging it out. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, this stemmed from an indictment made by the district attorney's office, and you know, this individual, Moshin Youssef, you know, he defrauded, you know, the Small Business Express program,
yep,
which is, you know, one of the business assistance programs in Connecticut, of $400,000. He also defrauded, I think, six other banks as well. I mean, he ended up getting a total of $3 million from in American loans and grants and things like that. And I mean, the real twist of it, what really kept me digging, was I wanted to find out if his company ever produced any pita bread. And I cannot find any evidence that it ever made any pita bread.
Can you imagine?
I'm sorry?
I said, can you imagine this?
Yeah, it's just kind of funny. Like, I mean, if you come to me and you're asking for hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, at least show me what you're making.
Yeah.
You know, in his applications, he said that he was employing 11 people, but to do what? And, you know, part of his, you know, part of these business assistance programs like the Small Business Express and the First Five program is that it's supposed to help grow jobs. So, Mr. Youssef, in his application, he said he had 11 employees and he was going to grow to 25 employees. That's, you know, I mean, that alone's a big jump. You know, that's a real expansion. You're more than doubling your workforce. So that's a little, you know, that was a little fishy. But he went so far as to create fake vendors, you know, and create fake websites for these vendors, you know, to trick people into giving him money. And so he's, you know, the business supposedly started in 2011. He got the loan in from Connecticut in 2012, and then he moved to Canada in 2014. So he took all this money, it was over $3 million, went to Canada with it, and up there he started a pita company. And he actually, there was a newspaper article on, it's called Amoon Foods up in Canada. They profiled him in a newspaper because, you know, he was hiring Syrian refugees and they wanted to highlight what he was doing. And that, I think that's actually probably what got him caught, because he ended up in the newspapers. So and now that company shut down too, as far as I can tell. I mean, all the websites are gone. Nobody answers the phone, you know. So it was just this very interesting story of how, you know, Connecticut taxpayers got duped for $400,000, and this guy's creating all these companies that are kind of non-existent. So, you know, it also kind of highlights the problem with, you know, playing these games as a state government. You know, why can't we just leave it to the private sector to
make
loans to businesses?
Absolutely.
You know, why are we getting involved? And one thing, you know, you mentioned Comptroller Kevin Limbo.
Yeah.
You know, he came out, I believe it was Tuesday, with his press release. You know, he's advocating for, you know, these business assistance programs like First Five and Small Business Express to have to be reviewed by the state auditor's office. And that's something that, you know, Yankee Institute was there. We were with him on that. He, you know, pointed us out in the press release. And we think that's something that's absolutely necessary, because we've given away a lot of money over the years. So, especially, you know, the First Five program. I mean, we're giving to, you know, companies, you know, Bridgewater Associates, one of the largest hedge funds in the world, ESPN, Charter Communications. I mean, major corporations getting millions and millions of taxpayer dollars. And, you know, we shouldn't be in that business, and we shouldn't be paying people off to, you know, not leave. You know, we should we should be trying to create a state environment where people want to stay.
Absolutely. You know, Mark, I'll tell you something, and this is the reason that we have Yankee Institute with us often. Dan and I have tremendous, tremendous respect for the Yankee Institute, and this is why you're going to be kind of a regular. I'm just telling you that now on the program, because you come up with some tremendous things, and I just think that the people of this state should understand and should know what's going on. And you folks put it out there. So I just wanted to make that announcement this morning, how much we appreciate what you have done and what you are doing.
Well, thank you very much, Brad. We're always happy to be on with you. You know, we love talking with you.
Well, again, have yourself a good weekend, and we'll be talking soon.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Mark Fitch, investigative reporter for the Yankee Institute for Public Policy, and we call them frequently because we want you to know some of the things that are going on here, and these guys really dig it out. Okay, coming up to 7 o'clock.